How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great kind of day. And my guest on this installment of Grady Nation is survey researcher Nigel Lee. Nigel, how are you?
Hello, my friend. Yes. It's nice to be here. I'm very proud.
Okay, so now the reason you're here is that you wanted to talk about the coronavirus.
Yes, that's right.
And the thing is that you have a niece that is currently being quarantined.
Yes, my friend, yes.
Now, she is being quarantined because she was on a cruise ship with others that were sick. And they're trying to make sure she doesn't have the coronavirus.
Yes. My niece was a member of a junior volleyball team, and she was with her teammates on a trip celebrating their season when all of this craziness, really, about the coronavirus came about.
Okay, so your niece was on a cruise with her volleyball teammates, and someone on the cruise ship came down with the coronavirus, and everyone had to be quarantined.
Yes, my friend.
Okay. Now, she is in isolation, and so you wanted to lift her spirits.
Yes, that's right. I wanted to make her feel good.
And now the thing is that your niece is 12 years old.
That is correct. Yes, she is 12.
All right, so your 12-year-old niece is being quarantined, and she's a little bit scared, a little bit confused as to what's happening, why she can't go home. She's wondering why she has to be held in the facility, the medical facility. And you wanted to cheer her up with a card.
Yes, that's right. Because there is a lot of survey research that says people who are experiencing stress and trauma feel relieved when they encounter humor. So humorous things are almost like medicine. Funny things make people feel good.
Okay, so funny things make people feel good. What was it that you got her?
Oh, well, I decided to get her a card. A get well soon card.
A get well soon card. She's not sick. She's not really showing the symptoms.
Yes, my friend. I understand. That's part of the joke, is that it's a get well soon card. But it's kind of funny in how it depicts the message of getting well soon.
Okay, so on the card, what was on it? What was so funny?
Well, on the card was on the front was a man who had a thermometer in his mouth, and he says, "I'm not feeling well. I feel so hot. I'm burning up."
Okay, well, I mean, that is kind of a weird card, but what was the inside like?
Well, it was something where when you open up the inside of the card, he has all of his clothes off, and he has a big smile on his face, and he says, "Boy, you know, with all these clothes off, I feel so much better. I don't feel so hot and warm and with a fever."
Okay, so he's nude?
Yes, my friend, yes. He's nude.
You gave your 12-year-old niece a card where a man has his genitals exposed.
Well, I think that humor is very important. And if a Get Well Soon card happens to feature a naked man with an erection, it's just something to chuckle at.
Wait, did you say he had an erection?
Well, yes, I mean, that's a joke, is that he was feeling so warm, he had a fever, but with his clothes off, he was rejuvenated. He felt really good, and he had an erection, so he was feeling much better.
Okay, but why would you give this to your 12-year-old niece?
Well, I don't know what the problem is. The survey research, and as you know, the science is always on my side. When you do a survey of youngsters age 10 to 13, one of the things they find funny is human anatomy.
All right, human anatomy, but I don't think it's something where that means that people of that age range finding human anatomy funny can give you free license to give your niece a card that has a man with an erection. I just don't get it.
Well, I mean, it was not sexual in any way. It was not sexual. And I really thought it was funny because it plays Robert Palmer's "I Didn't Mean to Turn You On" when you open the card.
Robert Palmer's "I Didn't Mean to Turn You On" when you open the card. Why? I just don't understand. So when you open the card, it starts playing "I Didn't Mean to Turn You On."
Yes, yes. It's very funny. It makes you chuckle.
This sounds like a very sexual card. Why would you give this to someone who isn't even 13 yet?
Well, I mean, you're viewing it with your very disturbed, rotted, corroded, diseased brain.
What? I think I'm fine. I think I have the wherewithal to realize that you're the one that might have the problem.
I just think that if you give someone a card that is a Get Well Soon card, and they open it up, and they see an erection, and "I Didn't Mean to Turn You On" is playing in the background, it's something that's gonna lift your spirits up.
Now, you are, from this point forward, banned from ever making contact with your niece.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Do you realize why?
Well, it's because her parents are a little, like you, overzealous.
I encourage what they're doing. I think that you should never be within 300 yards of your niece.
Oh, give me a break. It's just a card. It's just a card.
Now, are you sure it's just a card? Because I did get an inkling that inside the card, you put a picture of yourself, meaning a picture of your head superimposed on the man's head in the card.
I don't know who told you that. I think that you're trying to exaggerate a situation. Really, I do.
Exaggerate a situation. Did you place a picture of your face, superimpose it over the face of the man with the erection?
I think you are missing the fact that that's the joke. You know, it's really funny. You're not feeling your best. You're in a holding facility. You open up the card and you see a picture of your uncle with an erection. It's supposed to make you, make your day.
Well, Nigel, I'm gonna pray for you tonight.
I don't need a prayer. I just need science.
Well, good luck to you and your science. Please never give me a card. I'm kind of disturbed just thinking about it.
Well, I was going to give you a card for President's Day.
Oh, a card for President's Day. What was going to be on the card?
Well, it's a picture of Mount Rushmore. And the Mount Rushmore is called Top 4 Pole Smokers.
Top 4 Pole Smokers. Okay, well, thank you, Nigel, and we'll check in with you later, Grady Nation.
Thank you, man.